Simon, many thanks. And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday the 26th of June. There are warnings of gales in Bailey and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low just west of Bailey, 983, expected Iceland with little change by midnight tonight. New high expected South Biscay, 1025 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, southeast, veering west or northwest, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromartie, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South, veering west later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, south, veering west later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers for a time, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, south 3 to 5, veering west 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, southwest, veering west later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time. Thundery showers at first, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth, west or southwest, 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, westerly, backing southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in southeast. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in northwest. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, west, backing southwest, 4 to 6, rain or showers at first, moderate or poor, becoming good. Irish Sea, south or southwest, veering west for a time, 4 to 6, showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, southwest, 5 to 7, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, south or southwest, 5 to 7, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later, squally showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, south veering southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Faroes, occasional rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic, becoming southerly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Rain then showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest by west, 3, 8 miles, 1001, now rising. Stornoway, south, 4, slight rain, 6 miles, 999, falling slowly. Lerwick, south-southeast, 3, mist, 8 miles, 1,002, falling. Lucas, southeast, 2, slight rain, 5 miles, 1,003, falling slowly. Bridlington, west, 1, 1,006, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 5, 11 miles, 1,009. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest, 5, 500 metres, 1,011. Jersey, west by south, 3, rain, 1 mile, 1,013, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south, southwest, 3, 5 miles, 1,012. Scilly Automatic, southwest, 5, drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Valentia, west, 4, 14 miles, 1,008, now falling. Ronaldsway, south-southwest, 5, slight drizzle and rain, 4 miles, 1,004, falling slowly. Malinhead, southwest by west, 4, 11 miles, 1,002, falling more slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, the United Kingdom is covered by a freshening southwesterly airflow during Thursday, with strong winds affecting some waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest, veering west for a time, 3 to 5, then backing southeast, 4 to 6 later. Showers, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south veering west, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, then backing south, 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south veering west, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, then backing southwest later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south veering west, 4 to 6, then backing southwest later. Thundery showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 for a time. Thundery showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering westerly 3 or 4 later, thundery showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time, rain or showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5. Rain or showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West backing southwest 4 to 6, showers and fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest, veering west for a time, 4 to 6. Showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest, veering west for a time, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Isle of Man, west or southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, becoming good for a time. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock, south or southwest, veering west for a time, 4 to 6. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly for a time, 4 to 6. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west or southwest, backing south later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwest, backing south later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Showers, occasional rain later, good, becoming moderate later. And Shetland Isles, southeast, veering southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time. Showers, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. The sound of voices in harmony inspires teacher of literature and religion, Lyndon Bickett.
Good morning. I still vividly recall a sound that transported me, almost it seemed to heaven itself, during my student days. We were played an example of sacred music by the early modern Scottish composer Robert Carver, renowned for his polyphony, voices, singing and harmony, in the 16th century. I was absolutely transfixed by what I heard, and even now, some 20 years later, I listen to it with the same admiration for Carver's music of profound power and beauty. But it's not just admiration that I feel when I listen to Carver's O Bona Jesu, which is a motet for 19 voices. Who could fail to feel awe and tenderness as the singers' voices intertwine, clustering and soaring exquisitely around the word Jesus, imploring, "Forsake not me whom your love has made." His music brings me to the heart of the mystery of life, its sacredness, our fragility, our strength, and our smallness. I invite you to close your eyes and be drawn into an encounter with sacred mystery and love. Loving God, help us to find moments of peace, wonder, and grace in the work of musicians throughout the ages. We thank you for the gifts of artists, and we ask you to help our faith and courage to grow through encountering their creations. And may we grow in love and tenderness. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Lyndon Bickett. And now here's Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, a group of farmers aims to take the government to court over its inheritance tax reform. Let's start, though, with the future. A number of surveys in recent years have suggested that many farmers are considering quitting the industry. By contrast, every year thousands of students successfully complete their courses and look forward with optimism to a long farming-related career. Well, all this week we've been hearing from young people preparing to make that leap. Today, Bob Walker has been talking to two students at the Brooksby campus, which is part of the SMB College Group in Leicestershire. He met them in the chicken shed.
I've got three broody chickens at the minute, so they want to have babies, but unfortunately there's no cockerel, so but they don't know that. Sometimes they won't want to come off their eggs, so obviously we've got to make sure that they're eating and drinking. For some reason, all three like to sit on the same clutch of eggs, keep themselves company.
My name is Lucy Proud. I'm a former student here at Brooksby. I was studying my BSc in Animal Management, Science and Welfare, and I'm hoping to graduate in September.
And then what, after graduation? Do you have any plans?
Yes, I'm hoping to continue to study.